When one party runs everything after census numbers come out, it gets complete say over handling redistricting. It's a huge prize, one Republicans stood the risk of losing if they waited to vote on these maps until after the August recall elections. Republicans say the maps they're releasing fulfill a constitutional duty, but State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate called it a naked power grab by the GOP.
They are clearly trying to solidify a monopoly on all levers of power in government. They control the legislature, the governor's mansion, and the state Supreme Court. There is no check on their abuse of authority or power right now, and I think the people of Wisconsin are going to find this repugnant and distasteful.
Tate said a preliminary review of the plan by the Democratic Party showed it remapped two of their challengers in the upcoming recalls right out of their districts. If that were true, it would mean that even if Baraboo's Fred Clark and Milwaukee's Sandy Pasch were to defeat Republican Senators Luther Olson and Alberta Darling in the upcoming recalls, they'd have to move just to defend their seats in 2012. Tate says the map would also bump Kenosha Democratic Senator Robert Wirch out of his district. A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says public hearings on the plan are likely next week, and a vote in the full Senate could come as soon as the following week. Several Democrats have already promised legal challenges. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.